a number we used to have cows. We'd, as soon as they began to find calf, when they were about a week or so old, we'd start milking them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we'd get up in the morning early. My mother, we'd go in there and she'd milk them. We'd tie the calf and she'd milk them. We'd have milk all the milk we want. And in the fall of the year, sometime we'd keep one milk in the, all the winter. And feed it. She'd come at night and we'd feed in milk and put the calf out. And we'd have milk sometime through the winter.
Did you have a place where you feed them?
Well, yeah, we had a stall we'd put them in, you know.
Okay. What about, did you have a place where you'd store grain, Mr. Moran?
Well, yeah, we had a call it corn crib, the hip side on side of the feed room. It wasn't separate from the feed room. But corn on in there. We'd always make a pretty good bit of corn, and then we didn't need no, we didn't buy no fertilizer.
Uh-huh.
We'd get corn fertilizer we'd use, you know.
What about the, if you had too much hay in the barn, you had to keep some out in the field, what would you keep it in? What would you call it?
We stack it. Put a pole in the ground and stack it around, or pull it around and stomp on it.
Uh-huh.
But I've done that, and I've seen people, one of my wife's brother one time, his daddy died, he come there and took over, and he had two big barns, they filled them up full, and the rest of it, he cut where he had hay, corn stalk and everything.
Yeah.
And he just hauled that stuff, he got some help. He just piled it up, that corn stalk and everything, and he stoked it. And in the fall of the year, he started putting cows in there. And do you know, spring come, there wasn't a piece of straw that hay as big as your finger to eat it a bit. So after that, I said, why in the world you want to put it in the barn and stack it? Rain or shine, they stayed there. They wouldn't put them in there when it was wet. When they tried to put it in, they eat every bit of it. There wasn't a piece of corn stalk left. That shows you what people can do when they try. You know.
Huh. When you first cut the hay and it was lying out in the field in little piles, what did you call those little piles? You have a word for them?
Well, it was, I was a man and had children before ever, when they started using lawnmower, a mower machine.
Uh-huh.
And we'd cut, first we had some what they call crap grass hay that fell about that tall, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime in corn we'd cut the corn stalk and stalk them and cut that hay. And then we had the native clover. The neighbor's clovers, I seen me cut it. And I pick up a hill like that, hold it straight up like that, it still holds its way down on the ground, you know. And that clover, you'd have to cut it. It lay, maybe here and lay this one over there, back the other way, and you'd start cutting here. Maybe you'd wind up way over there, and you'd have all this other cut, or maybe go the other way. You have to come back and cut another way and start again, you know. But the way it laid this way, you had to cut from it, you see, when it hops it from the way it laid.
Yeah.
But I don't know, we just let them call them, I don't know, we just call them pie. We start cutting, I've seen me and get one of my brothers start cutting hay. We had nearby, I guess, an acre to cut, made a clover. We started one morning, we cut all day that day, and next day we cut to about 4 o'clock that evening, and boy, it come up hard rain, and that clover especially, you cut it, you can't cut it no other way except fire. When you get through, you cut it, it's in the fire, you know. And when I never piled it up, it's still green.